afternoon and welcome to Ax Home Sale Event for this property.
10 potential first-time homebuyers are gathered at this foreclosed property near 24th and Burleigh, and one of them will have the chance to buy it for $3,500. That's right, $3,500. It's organized by a nonprofit real estate broker called Ax Housing. Executive Director Carl Quindell spoke to me outside the home.
We host home sale events through a special program we have, and we'll have 30 minutes where people have an opportunity to take a look inside, see if it's a good fit for their family. At the end of the event, they'll sign up saying they're interested, and then we'll randomly rank 10 families at the end of the event and work with them to see if they're qualified to purchase the home, typically for $3,500 like this one, have enough resources and the wherewithal to repair it so that's safe for them to live in and get code compliant, and then occupy for 5 years as an owner-occupant. So you take some of the toughest houses in the city, and mostly in the inner city, you know, the ones that kind of cause a lot of the problems, have a lot of the crime, and you have a family in there that has the wherewithal and it's affordable to them, and we work with them through every step of the process.
How does, you know, moving a family in, how does that impact the neighborhood?
Well, I think when you take a home that traditionally has been blighted, a problem, and you know, has a lot of, attracts a lot of crime when it's vacant, and you have the next door neighbor or someone who lives maybe down the street as a renter and never bought a home before get a shot at taking that home, transforming it into a decent place for their family to live, I think it's a big impact. I mean, it's at least for that family, at least for the neighbors of that house. But over time, you know, we helped 155 families last year do this type of transaction or something similar, and so that starts to make a bigger impact, and we can start to see different changes on at least individual blocks and sometimes even neighborhoods.
The homes definitely need some work. There's no doubt about it.
Sure.
But Ax kind of has a program for that too with the microlending. Can you explain more about that?
Sure. I mean, there's a couple components. I mean, one is the family may be very talented themselves at rehabbing homes, or at least have a family member or close friend that supports them through some of the work. We put together a detailed room-by-room plan for the rehab, help families access low-cost and local contractors to do the work that they can't do. And then in those cases where the family doesn't have enough resources for the bulk of the investment, which is in the rehab, as you mentioned, we have a micro-lending program where we're able to bring additional capital, depending on the situation, to pay contractors or pay for building materials and make sure a family has the resources to get it occupied safely and get it up to code.
For more about the resources Ax Housing provides to first-time homebuyers, including info on home sale events like these and its microlending program, just head to RadioMilwaukee.org. I'm Nate Immig, Radio 89.